You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
A few minutes ago, maybe I was short or angry with you, because really subconscious. Remember what we said?
Yes,
hurt or fear makes us angry. Yes. All of a sudden, oh, I'm okay with God. Well, then I see you. What am I going to do? Be nice to you. I have no anger. You see? So people act unconscious because they're hurt people, hurt people. So all of a sudden you go, oh, I've been forgiven. And you come to me and say, would you forgive me for doing, yeah, you're forgiven too. And you go on, right?
Yes, that's right.
So... yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, onto something here with this one-on-one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how relationships are built, too, one-on-one, yeah. Not in a big church. It's hard to build a relationship where in a big church, and that's why I'd rather have a small church where we can eat together and have fellowship with one another.
You can also do it in a big church. For instance, recently I was out at Oceans Unite, and I wasn't actually there that day, but I went to an event they had where there's pickleball.
Yeah.
And I got there. Well, first of all, I didn't want to get out of my car because I was like, I don't want to do this. They don't want to see me. I remember when I was 13, I was living with my stepfather, and we had an apartment in Austin, New York, and the pool was right outside my window.
Yeah,
I'm on the second floor. And there was a really pretty blonde girl who was the, what do you call it, the pool attendant, the
lifeguard.
And all the kids are laughing and playing. And I wouldn't go out, and I never did go out. I wouldn't go out. I could hear them through my window, but I stayed alone and sad in a room. Well, you would think that would be gone years later, but sometimes it creeps back in. So this Sunday, I'm sitting in my car. I'm going, I don't want to go. They don't want to see me. They're not going to like me. And so then I took a nap. Then I got up again. I'll just reveal this. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. The Bible says, cast ye not your pearls before swine, lest they trample and I'm underfoot, and it's like I have these little sacred things that happen, and sometimes I'm reticent to share them because of that. Somebody might be listening to this and goes, oh, boo, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. So one time I was depressed when I was younger. I was just came to know the Lord, and I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York as a struggling songwriter, and I kind of got up. I didn't actually get up, but I woke up, and I said, well, I've got no reason to do anything today. I was depressed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, depression sometimes, I'm just going to go back to sleep. I tried to go back, so I started to go into a dream, and all of a sudden these two fingers poked me in the side. I jumped up out of the bed. I said, okay, I'll get ready. Now, that must have been my angel.
Yeah.
So another time last year I was driving along, I started to fall asleep. Actually, I think for about 5 seconds, maybe seven, I fell asleep at the wheel, and this feeling pulled my finger on the steering wheel. Oh, I woke right up. I said, thank you. Well, the other day, remember, I was sitting in this car, and my car, and I said, I don't want to go in. I don't want to be around people. And I said, well, here you are back again, the same way you were when you were 14, 13, and, acting the same way. I took a nap. Then I got up. I don't really want to go over there. I do want to go over. I'm not going to go over. Anyway, so all of a sudden, I start to fall asleep again. And I swear, it was like it came out, came through the back of the, it doesn't make any sense because it had to be like an invisible hand went through the back of the chair and poked me right in the spine. Boom. I go, okay. And then I thought, now that happened again, so you're supposed to go over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I, fix my hair and stuff and I get out of the car and I kind of wander over there where everybody's playing pickleball. And all of a sudden, this friend's wife, she'd never know it in a million years, but she's, oh, Rhett Palmer, because I'm on the radio. Some people know me, but they're friends too. But can I get my picture with you? Oh, yeah, this ugly old 70-year-old. Okay, sure, smile. We get a selfie together. And that was an act of kindness. And then everybody else has stopped saying hello. And then I played a little pickleball, and this fellow who owns the Mattress Market, he said, "Hey, Rhett, I got one more bottle of water left. Do you want it?" And I did. Recently, a doctor told me that my mouth is dry. I need to drink more water. She looked in my mouth and said, "You need to drink more water." So anyway, so after obviously playing pickleball as a 70-year-old guy, I was thirsty. So he offers me, but I'm sitting there on the bench then afterward, and they're playing pickleball, sitting there quietly by myself, and the kindness, you know, it almost made me cry, you know what I'm saying? Because just these little acts of kindness,
yes,
even at this age, mean so much.
Yes, it does.
I could cry now, you know, it's just little stupid acts of kindness. And so I sat there drinking my water. I felt like Forrest Gump sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So, you know, we never know what a smile or a simple little act of kindness can do. And people don't want to show it. We got our ego. There was a time when I wouldn't, if you hurt my feelings, especially a guy, I would never let you know you had the power to hurt me.
Yeah.
Now if you hurt me, I'll go, "You know something? You said something and hurt me. Well, I didn't mean it that way. Or if I did, I'm sorry. Or, you know, I won't do that." You know, okay. Then it's off my shoulders. That's now I'm not going to go around like, "I really hate that guy for the next 20 years.
That's right.
I mean, you can build stuff up and go, "I'm never going to go back to that church." That's the big one. They hurt me.
Yeah.
Go to the person. Don't talk down somebody else. Don't gossip about the preacher. Don't go to the preacher. Say, "I didn't like what you said," or "I didn't like what you did," or "I took it this way."
That's right.
I said, "Well, that they can either say that's too bad," or, "Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way. Here's the interpretation," or whatever. Yeah. At least it won't be on your shoulders.
That's right.
And they say a problem shared is half broken up.
Yes.
You know, it's divided, or whatever that saying is. You know.
Yeah. So in the big churches, you have to get involved with the small groups in the big churches.
Yes, you can have small. That's right. Yeah. I was at somebody's house the other night from a church, but it was a small group, maybe seven people from that church.
That's right.
And I always told people, you can be in a small town anywhere. You can go to New York City, pick one little grocery store, pick one pharmacy, pick one, and go in consistently. Say, "Hi, what's your name?" Get to know them. Then you go to the pharmacy. "Hi, what's your name?" The pharmacist, "Now I'm Bill." "Hi, Bill. How you doing?" Blah, blah, blah. You go back again. "Hi, Bill." "Hi." Third time, go back. "Hi, Bill." Next thing you know is you need a dentist. "Hey, Bill." Bill recommends a dentist because you've made a friend.
Yeah.
And you've made, even though you're living in New York City, you've made your little neighborhood small. So you're right. You can do that in a big church.
And you can do that in a big church.
And you can do it in a little church.
I like that.
Yeah. So I like both little churches. I agree. I used to travel around the country, you know, singing in churches. And I would love it when they were going to have, "Hey, we're going to have a, what do you call, potluck."
Yeah.
And everybody brings a dish.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got all these grandmas that are making macaroni and cheese, or they're making their favorite dish, or they got meatloaf or homemade mashed potatoes.
Oh,
and they're
like,
"Whoa, boy, I've come into abundance, you know? Can I come back and sing again next year?" It ain't about the money.
Yeah.
It's about the fellowship.
Yeah, it's about the fellowship. Fellowship is so, so important.
It is. And right now, with you fasting now for 40 days, and you're in the middle of that fast right now, if I might say this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, or you can add on to it, and that is that it is relationship. In other words, you are shedding, for now, the world, the ways of the world. Your priority is totally God.
Yes, to break every habit.
Hey, did God already honor it? I met you the other day at a place I've been many times. First time you went there, right?
Yes.
We met at a luncheon.
Third time.
Oh, is that your third time?
Yes.
But I've never met you before, me.
Right, that's right. No, I never.
And so we met, and now here you are on the show, and I had no idea when you came in today that you were going to, that you were in the middle of a fast.
Yeah.
But now
I wouldn't, you don't normally say anything, but if it comes up, it's like maybe people can learn from it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you don't want, it says not to tell people, and I understand it's like we have people that give money, and sometimes I'll go on the air and say, "Well, I threw in $100. Now, I may lose, I'm losing my reward because I mentioned it, but it may inspire others to say, well, if he did it, then I'm going to do it too." And we actually had that happen where we collected a lot of money for people in need, you know?
That's
And so if I have to lose my reward, fine.
It
today
can be a
blessing,
right?
Yeah, yeah, because you might inspire others to do the same. We do want to make sure that anybody listening to this broadcast, should you desire to do a fast, consult a health expert.
Well,
at the very least, consult a pastor or somebody. You know, you need water. You cannot not drink water.
Right. We just did a lot of research online.
See, you did your research.
Right. And which is that there is a pastor online that does talk about it. And then Another pastor, Miles Monroe, he talks about it. So we kind of took everybody's.
You did your homework.
We kind of blended them yeah. together, because my thing is I have to have my nutrients, and because I'm healing an inguinal hernia myself right now. So I'm like, I have to have my nutrients. So how am I going to do this? And it's like, and not really lose a lot of weight. So
God can also heal that hernia, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's always healed me from everything. So it's really like he's been had his thumb on me, holding me down, like, just sit down, son.
Yeah, biting at the bit. Yeah. I want to run this race.
It's been a blessing to have, but I'm healing it myself, and I hired this girl to teach me all the exercises. And to heal an inguinal hernia, you really have to do a lot of work. It's an hour every day of exercising and building that core up and building your perfect posture so you're walking like a king. So that takes the pressure off of the inguinal hernia, because we're not really taught that anymore. As far as even in school, we're not taught, sit up straight, boy, you know. We're all just kind of relaxed. And then that puts the pressure on the front. But I think it came from many years of lifting 5-gallon buckets and different things. I don't really know what it came from, because it wasn't lifting something all heavy at one time. It was like a gradual thing.
Well, I hope you get healed of that.
Well, it's staying in now, so I think I'm already healed.
So tell me something about you and the Lord now. So up to 36, you're buying and selling drugs, using drugs, you're addicted to drugs. You have you made Jesus your Lord in church or whatever, but it was really perfunctory. I don't know if you know what that word is, a big word, but perfunctory means like if you come in the door and I shake your hand and say, oh, nice to meet you, that's perfunctory. Not really meaning it. Just like, well, it's right. obligatory, right. You know? Whereas if you're not doing something perfunctory, it's because they really love people,
yeah,
go, hey,
really
nice
it.
To meet you,
that's
you
right.
know? And not say, oh, I'm going to do lunch, let's do lunch sometime and not really mean it, or let's yeah. do lunch and let's really do lunch. And yeah. so perfunctory would be, you know, saying, oh, well, welcome to town. Let's have lunch sometime. You don't really mean it. Well, hey.
Well, I felt like I really meant it when I got saved the first times. It was just like there was no one to really teach you how to get away from your sin. It's like, how do I even do that?
So you need
the
you
pain,
need to
actually
jump.
The pain yeah. that was causing me to sin, really.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get involved in a 12-step program. Because
back then, but I was...
You have to have a higher power.
Right, but I was 9 when the first one, or about 10 years old when I got saved the first time. So then I got saved again as a teenager and again in my 20s, and I'm just like, God, when's it going to take, you know?
Well, so, and you have to be a participant.
I would be smoking a joint, and I would be talking to Jesus. I'm like, you know, I need your help here.
Hey, I have a friend of mine. She was banging on her bong, whatever that thing is, in bed. Yeah. Her boyfriend sleeping next to her. She's high. And she told God, said, well, I want to know if you're real, and I will never say this prayer again to you if you don't respond now.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, believe as he is.
Only you can heal our land. And only you can make things right again. Our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait, don't wait. Open up the heavens.
see hearts ablaze. We want to see people changed. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see mercy win, the hopeless to hope again. We want to see revival, revival.
Lord, we just thank you for the work of WCNO, Lord. We, Lord, ask your great anointing on it, Lord, that you would expand, Father, its harvest, Lord. We ask that you would anoint, Father, everything that goes forth from here, Lord, to touch lives, to save lives, to Lord, strengthen your people, to prepare your people, Father. Lord, we ask that you anoint everyone who was part, your hand from Jonathan onward, Father, everyone, Lord, we ask your anointing on every word that goes forth, Lord. We ask your anointing on all that is done around it to make it happen, Lord. Father, we ask that you do a great work in Florida, Lord. We ask your hand upon this state that you have used, Lord, and that you have touched, Lord. Father, we ask for great, Lord, revival, Lord, and use this station, Father, to bring revival, Lord. Lord, we ask your spirit, Father, inhabit every chamber here, every room, every function, Lord. And we ask, Lord, Lord, that you would, Lord, accomplish your will, Lord, not only for Florida, but it would touch America and would touch the world, Lord. Father, we ask for great and mighty things that we know not of, Lord. You've given that promise. And so we call to you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you would do beyond, above and beyond, anything we have planned, anything we have imagined, anything that we have thought of, Lord. Do great and mighty things, Lord. And Lord, touch everyone listening, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, your hand upon Florida, your hand upon the believers, Father. Strengthen them, Lord. Make them powerful, mighty, Lord. Lord, as a city on a hill to America, amen. Father. And Lord, we ask, amen. Father, for, Lord, Lord, many salvations, Father, for the lost, Lord, for those all around, Father, who need you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Father, and I ask your blessing that you gave would rest upon this station, Lord. And I give your blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai, vayishmerecha, ya'er Adonai panavalecha vichunecha, yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless this station. The Lord keep it in the center of his will and his power. The Lord cause his face to shine upon this place. The Lord pour out his grace upon it. And the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Eternal, lift up his glory upon this station. and the Lord give his shalom, life, fullness, peace, all the blessings of his love. B'shem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world, Uchvod Yisrael, the glory of Israel, Bahari Yehuda, and the lion of the tribe of Judah, in his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
And good afternoon. We're so glad that you're listening, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 3:22, and Jonathan Kahn is on the Treasure Coast of Florida. He is with us for this National Day of Prayer right here on the East Coast of Florida. And many of you have already got your tickets and you're planning to be a part of this event tonight. I just spoke with a coordinator and found out that we have had a few tickets returned back in because of different situations that just popped up with some of our families that are coming in. So if you have not got a ticket left, it's possible we may still have a few. If you are interested in attending this prayer event tonight, it is a one evening only at the Mid-Florida Event Center, 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida. And this is going to be an evening of prayer, intercession, and ministry. We're going to begin this evening at 6 p.m., and there will be many different community leaders that will be leading in prayer. There will be seasons of worship in that first hour. And at about 7 o'clock, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn will be joining us to speak a prophetic word, a word of ministry to us this evening. And so would encourage you, if you are in the area, you've heard about this over the last few days, you're interested in being a part, you can text how many tickets you would need to this number. The number is 772-324-9313. That's 772-324-9313. And if you will just send a text, a message, give them your name, how many tickets you're looking for, someone will endeavor to get back to you and let you know if we still have a few seats left. We are going to have a full house, and so we're looking forward to a tremendous evening of prayer and celebration as God speaks to our hearts. I do want to say a big thank you to all of you who have been in prayer all day. I was able to stop in for the prayer event right here in Martin County at the gazebo downtown Stewart. Pastor Daryl Orman has been so faithful in calling together the body of Christ over lunch to lift up in prayer for our nation, and that was a great event today. Several pastors and area leaders were there as well. Some of you have been at breakfast events in different communities that we reach into. And of course, tonight with Jonathan Kahn, we will be calling upon the Lord, and this is at the Mid-Florida Event Center, 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida, and that's 34952. And again, if you will text your name, how many tickets you're looking for, to this number, the phone number 772-324-9313. You can also call that number and let them know how many tickets you need. I know that we have had a few turned in this afternoon, late this afternoon, and so we want to make sure that every seat is filled at the Mid-Florida Event Center. There's plenty of parking, and of course, there will be security there, and it is all inside, beautiful auditorium. It's all set up and ready to go, and we thank God that Rabbi Kahn arrived safely on the Treasure Coast, and he's going to be right here tonight at the Mid-Florida Event Center. So you can call 772-324-9313, or else you can just send a text to that number and let them know how many tickets you're looking for with your name and how many tickets you're looking for. Someone will endeavor to get back to you. All right, it is right now 3:26 this afternoon. Next song we're going to go to is Zion, and this was recorded live in Jerusalem. And we're so glad you're listening to the Good News Station. Keep your dial set right here, 89.9, and we will continue to lift up Jesus. And remember, your partnership with this ministry lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ up and down the coast of Florida, reaching down Fort Lauderdale, Miami, around Lake Okeechobee, and all the way up into Melbourne. And so you are joining us in a great work when you support this ministry. We do thank all of you who do that. God bless. Have a great afternoon. And I'm looking forward to being with Rabbi Kahn tonight, as well as many of you, our friends and family. We're going to have a great night together this evening. All right. Drive safe.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace. We look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. Don't fear, oh my daughters, O sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. And I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather you.
to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you. There'll be no war, and there'll be no chains when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. He'll come for the weak, and the strong just say. Power of his name. And come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need. Stand face to face. Come and lay it all down. 'Cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
Have we grown so we've forgotten where we're from? How far away have we run from our first love? We have sight but do not see, our ears fail to hear you speak. Wake us from our restless sleep, our first love. You are my first love. You are my first love. So draw me closer, ever closer, on us. Draw us in and lift us up. We will drink from the cup of our first love. Turn our tears into joy. Tune our ears to hear your voice. We will stand and rejoice.
Same old fight between a world of chaos and that quiet voice inside. In My phone keeps telling me there's a million ways to find where my hope is, but it's a lie. I know who to run to every time the rain comes pouring down. I know who to turn to. Shore. It says if I just take a step, I'll find what I'm asking for. When this world keeps telling me that I'll sink beneath the waves, you're my courage and you're my faith. I know who to run to every time the rain comes pouring down. I know who to turn to.
I've been waiting for breakthrough. I've been praying for change. I know you work it out for good, but how long will it take? I've been asking for healing, and I'm not gonna die. I'm ready for the miracle. God, let it be this time. But if I never see the promise on this side of the grave, my hope might be shaken, but my faith will never break. Because I know the day is coming when you right all of the wrong. So I'll praise you in the waiting, and my faith will stay strong. Yeah. Ooh. God, you taught me to trust you. You show me how to believe. You're the author and the finisher of what you started me. So I'm not gonna doubt it. I'm gonna hold on to peace. Cause if I have you and nothing else, I still have everything. Cause if I never see the promise on this side of the grave, my hope might be shaken, but my faith will never break. Because I know the day is coming when you right all of the wrong. So I'll praise you in the waiting, and my faith will stay strong. I'll count it joy when I am tested.
'cause you bring beauty from my pain. It's never wasted. But if I never see the promise on this side of the grave, my hope might be shaken, but my faith will never break. Because I know the day is coming where you right all of the wrong. So I praise you in the waiting, and my faith will stay strong. Because I know the day is coming when you right all of the wrong. So I praise you in the waiting, and my faith will stay strong, will stay strong.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. I'm so excited to tell you about a wonderful movie I just saw called Miracle in East Texas. And if you missed it in theaters, it will be streaming soon, so everyone will have a chance to see this really delightful movie produced by Sorbo Studios. You probably know Kevin and Sam Sorbo from the very popular television show Hercules, or from recent movies such as God's Not Dead, Soul Surfer, and Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. Miracle in East Texas is a little slice of American history. This is a true story which takes place around the Depression and features a couple of con artists who are stealing both the hearts and the pocketbooks of widows, until God turns the tables and we witness a true story of redemption and prosperity. Here's a little clip from the film.
So this is Texas. Very flat.
I just believe the hand of providence has been guiding our every step. We're going to hit oil right here on your plate.
Duck Boyd and Daniel.
While they weren't much good at actually finding or drilling for oil, they both possessed an unusual facility for convincing people that they could do just that.
Oil! I've never felt it so strong in all my life!
Widows.
Now, not all God-honoring films have to be Bible stories, and they don't all have to surround tragedies or have a Christian hero saving the day. This little gem of a movie is fun, funny, uplifting, and may make you cry too. But more importantly, it is full of truth. It fills you with joy and hope and inspires a spirit of forgiveness and redemption. It is a real, live Romans 8:28 story. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. And for me, the movie is truly summed up in Colossians 1:13 to 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son who he loves, and in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for moving in the hearts of the Sorbo family and of your artists all around the world. And we lift them up to you right now for protection and for guidance. And if you would like some more information on Sorbo Studios, you can visit sorbostudios.com. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I lived in search of faith.
hand to learn my lesson. This one thing I do believe, no material possession
whosoever. appointed unto man once to die, then afterwards the judgment. You'll stand before the Lord. Then only one thing will matter. What did you do when you had the chance to choose between eternal life and eternal damnation? The choice is yours. The time is now. What will it be?
Whosoever will, this is your moment. Come, he is calling you.